Subress.
On demand. Follow Subress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Interview Delight with Pam Sidhu.
Yes, I am now joined by Karan Modar from Anokhi House of Saris, the wedding boutique of the year. Yes, they won the award at the British Asian Wedding Awards recently. So a very warm welcome to you, Karan.
Good afternoon, Pam, and good afternoon to all the Subress listeners out there.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for taking the time out to join us today. And you're going to be talking to us all about spring fashion. Now, a wonderful time of year. It is a spring. Not just the seasons changing and things changing around us, but we tend to change how we dress as well. So who better to call upon for some fashion advice to hear about what we need to be doing in terms of colours, outfits. Tell us what's what in terms of spring.
Well, not only the weather's changing, but also fashion changes. As you can see today, you know, even though it's cold, but it's nice and sunny. And in terms of spring fashion, as we just discussed slightly earlier, colours change. So in more the winter time, there's more stronger, bolder colours. But now, especially whilst the sun's out, we tend to go for more pastel shades, more, you know, softer, lighter tones. We change, we change the fabrics as well, what we tend to go for, because the pastel shades look better in certain fabrics, rather the bolder colours look better in certain fabrics. So the colours that, for example, that are out right now, especially this new colour, is a mauve colour. So imagine a stone, imagine a foam and a touch of purple, mix them around and you get this new mauve color, which is absolutely glorious. We've got many pieces available in our store, but not only that, it just looks different. It's a head turner. When you wear something unusual and different like that, people are going to think, oh wow, where did you get that from? You know, you're ahead of fashion than me.
Absolutely.
So, which is really good.
Well, you know, that is a really nice colour. I have to say, I am quite drawn to that colour myself. So what kind of outfits is that in on?
So that's in lehengas, especially because of the fabric, because of the colour composition, we've used it on a raw silk fabric,
right?
With thread work. Because of the colour and how it dyes and how it picks up, it only looks better on these kind of raw silk fabrics. For example, if we were to dye it in a chamois satin silk, for example, it will look, well, it won't look good at all. I'll just be very honest with you. No, but it just looks better in these lighter colours. Always look better in these lighter weight fabrics as well.
So is net coming back in? Or
net, especially for spring. We tend to go for those kind of fabrics. Nets, French Chantelle lace, because the sun's out. So we tend to go for those kind of, you know, as we'd say, riskier kind of fabrics. Mm. Even though they're soft, they flow very lovely, but it just looked really good on the pastel shades.
Well, you know, in saying that, I have noticed that lace is coming back in quite a big way, isn't it?
Oh yes, lace has been around since the years of Victorian days. Remember when they used to wear the lace tops?
Yes.
And things like that. So lace has never been out of, yes, high necks, corset tops that were made of lace, but back to it anyway. So yeah, lace has come back in because it's a softer, flowy fabric and it's easier to wear, and it's more radiant looking, especially when the sun's out, when you've got to go to a civil marriage, when you're outside enjoying a cocktail before a reception or something like that. It just looks better. And also with spring, you can notice more different cuts of blouses, especially blouses being the top. So more like deeper necks, V-necks, off shoulder, crop shoulder, all sorts of things like that. So you'll notice all of that in the next 2 or 3 months when you go to some person's function.
Yeah, so it's the deeper necks, the bigger necks that are coming back in.
Correct.
And yes. Do you think that's got to do with the weather? We might be thinking, you know what, it might be a little bit warm out there, so I'll try, you know, something off the shoulder. Do you think there's that element to it?
The weather always plays a part in any form of life, whether it's sports or it's fashion. I personally think so, that the weather does make an effect, because you're thinking you're going to be a bit too warm, I've got to go here, but again, it just looks fantastic, and it's about time that we venture and do different, take more risks in fashion, take more risks in tops and things like that, just so that we're just not plain old boring, then you're going to look the same in all your Instagram pictures.
So what, well, we've got to think about it. We've got to think about those Instagram pictures, haven't we? But what would you say is a boring neckline? What is one that you think has just been done too many times? What's the one that you would say avoid it?
There's two, really.
Okay.
It's the usual princess cut and sweetheart neckline.
Okay, so what's the princess cut?
Princess cut is more on the V kind of going shape from the front. So that's, again, everybody does it.
So just a traditional, normal V-neck.
Just a normal, and you know, it's traditional. It's, you know, I'm Asian, I'm getting married. This is what I always wear. So there's things like that. And the sweetheart, well, again, it's been around for donkey's years. We just change them. That's why now with spring and stuff, we've completely redeveloped our whole range. And fashion as well. They've actually completely revolutionized. Now different cuts are coming out, different tops. It just looks better. That's why.
So you've heard it here first. Avoid the sweetheart neck and the princess cut, which is the V-neck. Right, I think I'll have to be clearing out my wardrobe after we've had this conversation, Corin. But also, we were talking before we went on air about florals. And
yes.
Now, of course, we're seeing it's springtime, flowers are about. And you're saying it's the one fashion that just seems to be sticking. It's not moving, is it?
No, well, floral's lovely. I've always got time for floral, whether it's my necktie or it's my pocket square or even on a men's sherwani or even on a bridal lehenga.
Well, I have noticed that men's jackets can be quite floral now as well.
Indeed. So again, it just looks different because floral's been around now for a couple of years, and especially with the weather changing, the sun's coming out, we like to tend to, you know, be more florally, if that makes sense. We like to be in our gardens, so because again, to enjoy the weather, so why not enjoy it in fashion, whether it's an outfit or if it's a jacket or even socks, for example. It's always good. I love a good bit of floral
socks. Right, well, again, you heard it here first. Yeah. You go and get yourself a pair of floral socks. In fact, I think I am wearing floral socks right now. But these floral lehenga pink ones, we were talking about that. There's always somebody that I don't actually own one of these, and I don't actually think I think I missed it, you know. But
okay.
It was one of those where I'd go to occasions and I'd see some people wearing this lovely pink floral lehenga,
and you'd fall in love with it straight
away.
It's just because when you see any kind of floral print, you automatically, there's something in our brains that just puts a smile on our face. We just feel chirpy because you think of good times, you think of good weather.
Yes.
And when there's good weather, everybody's always smiling, everybody's happier.
That's it.
And so floral, that's the effect that I think floral has, not only on the clothes, but mental state as well. It just makes us feel 100% better.
That must be it. That must be why that fashion is staying.
Exactly.
Because it affects our mental state in a positive way. So that's a good one. Now, the thing is, days like today, I mean, you know what? We're in spring. It's not getting dark till 8 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness we're at this time of year. I love this time of year. But it's still pretty cold out there. There's like a chill in the breeze. So if we're all dressed up, you know, we've got the off the shoulder blouses on, we, you know, out in our spring fashion, what do we do to keep ourselves warm?
Well, brandy always helps. But no, on a serious note, wear a nice over jacket just to keep it nice and toasty, because you remember, you can always take it off in the car, take it off when you go out somewhere, so you can show off your best glad rags what you're wearing. Or if all else fails, you can't go in with a good old pashmina shawl.
Mm.
That always keeps everybody warm.
Now, that is something that never goes out of fashion,
no,
is it?
No, pashminas will never go out. Again, it's traditional. It's been around for years. Originally, I think it's from Arabic kind of roots. So it's always in. And plus, it's dyeable fabric. You can get every single colour known to mankind and every single print. So you can't go wrong. So it'll always match everything.
So what's in at the moment when it comes to the shawls? Is it the print? Is it the plain?
Prints are in at the minute.
Right.
Lots of different prints, either digital prints or checks or floral prints. That's all in. And I've seen a lot and they look fantastic on.
Right, I think that's it then. I didn't manage to get my floral lehenga up, but I need to go and get my floral shawl at least.
Exactly.
I'm actually off to a wedding very shortly. In May, I'm going to Canada to a Punjabi wedding out there. Now, I've never been to a Vancouver side of Canada before, but I have been told it's like Punjab outside of Punjab. So we will be dressing very traditionally. But saying that, you know, I've got quite a lot of lehenga and dresses. I like my long dresses. Do you think dresses are still in? Please tell me they are, because I've...
Dresses will always dresses will always be in, because we're Westerners. We're used to ties, dresses, jackets rather than traditional sari, so we feel more comfortable in them. And plus, you know, you can't go wrong. Everybody owns a dress. Everybody owns that little black dress, and it always looks great, feels great, and you always look good in it.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Gurun, for sharing your spring wisdom with us, your fashion wisdom with us, and hopefully you'll be back to join us next month to give us some more fashion tips.
Definitely.
Thank you so much. That's Gurun Modda from Anokhi House of Saris.